House Call. Chapter 11 of Sniper and Hacker by Amethystina, read by CookieMom6067. The average house investigation in Auror is sent on never amounted to much. Sometimes a complaint had been filed by concerned magical citizens. Other times the Aurors intercepted suspicious reports filed with the non-magical police. What they all had in common was that the witness, however well-meaning, was often overreacting. Reports of strange flickering lights seen in a neighbor's window often turned out to be a TV left on or malfunctioning fairy lights of the non-magical kind. Complaints about suspicious noises in the middle of the night were usually traced back to understimulated pets, household appliances, and on one memorable occasion, a particularly loud round of Finnish karaoke. Naturally, Cougar knew it was better to be safe than sorry, and followed the proper procedure on every such call, but he had to admit that the Aurors in charge of threat detection were, on the whole, overly paranoid. Most of the time, whatever had caused the disturbance was completely harmless and not magical in the slightest. When he found himself standing outside the apartment labeled 4B in a nondescript building in an average part of town, Cougar expected much of the same. According to the file Pooch had snagged before they left the office, the apartment was leased by one Jacob James Jensen, a 26-year-old wizard with no previous record. The photo attached to the file clearly hadn't been updated since his school days, showing a brightly smiling young man with the shock of tousled blonde hair and a pair of round glasses that were just a little too big for his face. Cougar and Pooch were there because a passing witch had heard loud shouts followed by what she had described as a colorful explosion and decided to file a report. What exactly she thought two Aurors could do, 2 days after the fact no less, was beyond Cougar. Some people were a little too eager to tell on their fellow mages, in Cougar's opinion. He kept his thoughts to himself while Pooch rang the doorbell, bracing himself for whatever he would find inside the apartment. At least they knew the tenant was a wizard, meaning that Cougar and Pooch didn't have to skirt around the subject of magic while finding out what had caused the loud noises. The door opened, and Cougar's first thought was that someone really had to update this man's photo. The old one wasn't doing him justice. The hair was still a spiky blonde mess, and the glasses resting on his nose were still round, if of a more suitable size, but the rest had changed rather dramatically. Mr. Jensen was tall, broad-shouldered, and wore a t-shirt at least one size too small, which was quite the change from the slightly dorky, slightly awkward look he'd had in his last school photo. "Mr. Jensen?" Pooch asked. He usually handled all the talking during their investigations. "Yeah, that's me." Mr. Jensen pushed his glasses higher on his nose, his gaze sweeping quickly over Pooch and Cougar. His smile held the slightly awkward politeness most showed when realizing they were talking to an officer of the law. "How may I be of assistance?" Cougar had half a mind to ask how in Merlin's name someone was allowed to have such pretty eyelashes, but that would probably be unprofessional. "A complaint has been filed," Pooch informed, smiling back just as politely, "concerning loud noises. This would have been 2 days ago?" Mr. Jensen tilted his head to the side, looking thoughtful, then brightened when he must have remembered what Pooch was referring to. "Oh, that was probably Mr. Freeze." He backed up a step, gesturing for Pooch and Cougar to come inside. "I'll show you." "That's very forthcoming of you, Mr. Jensen. Thank you," Pooch replied, stepping over the threshold. Cougar followed, eyes flickering curiously over Mr. Jensen's apartment. The place was quite frankly a mess. Things were scattered over every available surface, the couch barely visible underneath a collection of books, wires, and what Cougar suspected was dirty laundry. A small cauldron stood off in one corner, spots of spilled potions both on the table and floor beneath it. The entire apartment was a health hazard, and if Cougar counted correctly, inches away from breaking a total of 4 safety regulations. That, however, was not the most alarming part. No, the thing that made Pooch recoil and Cougar's spine stiffen was the growling refrigerator in the small kitchenette. Mr. Jensen walked over and fondly patted the vibrating appliance. "It was just a misunderstanding, I promise." His smile was disturbingly carefree. Misunderstanding? Pooch's voice was pitched a little higher than usual, probably because the refrigerator had just given off another rumbling growl and screeched forward an inch on the checkered plastic rug. Yes, Mr. Jensen confirmed, clearly not at all bothered by his aggressive fridge. Involving mustard. I had no idea Mr. Freeze didn't like it. He pointed towards the opposite wall, where a bright yellow stain decorated the wallpaper. He spat it out. Of course he did, Pooch replied, though he said it with the deadpan voice he used whenever he thought things had escalated way above his pay grade or comprehension. Mr. Jensen tilted his head to the side. It looks a bit like a Jackson Pollock, doesn't it? While Cougar couldn't exactly claim to be an art expert, he sincerely doubted Mr. Jensen's observation. It looks like mustard, he therefore said, trying not to feel endeared when Mr. Jensen's response was a disappointed pout. That should not be considered adorable if done by a 26-year-old. Mr. Jensen, Pooch cut in, why exactly is your refrigerator behaving this way? The smile that spread on Mr. Jensen's face was practically radiant, as if Pooch had just asked him the question he had been waiting his entire life to hear. Mr. Jensen then launched into a lengthy explanation that, in a matter of seconds, got too complex for Cougar to follow. He had done fairly well at school, at least well enough to become an Auror, but this was clearly something else entirely. Mr. Jensen spoke of particles and electromagnetics and waves and the essence of magic, all while gesturing enthusiastically, hands flitting back and forth. Cougar and Pooch could do nothing but watch, unsure of whether to interrupt or not. So you see, Mr. Jensen said, eventually beginning to slow down, Mr. Freeze spitting food on the wall is simply a side effect of the new energy source. Right. Pooch didn't sound like he understood at all, but he also looked quite close to laughing. Whether it would be a happy or hysterical laugh was difficult to tell, however. Cougar, on his part, was trying not to smile. Mr. Jensen was quite adorable. Pooch cleared his throat. So you're saying that... A sudden hum, whining, and shockingly loud, drowned out Pooch's words. Cougar saw something streak across the floor, headed straight for Pooch, and his wand was out a split second later. But before Cougar had time to cast, warm, strong fingers closed around his own. No! Mr. Jensen sounded panicked, tightly gripping Cougar's hand. Not dusty! Holy shit! Pooch exclaimed, quickly backing away from the charging yellow box. It was a small, chubby vacuum cleaner, Cougar realized a moment later. She's friendly, I promise. Mr. Jensen put his foot against the vacuum cleaner, stopping its rampage. The wheels kept spinning for a couple of seconds, the hose swaying like the tail of an aggravated cat, but eventually it seemed to power down, leaving behind a deafening silence. Mr. Jensen's fingers were still wrapped around Cougar's. What is that? Pooch sounded both confused and alarmed. His wand was in his hand, but he didn't raise it. My vacuum cleaner, Mr. Jensen replied, as if that should have been obvious. Yes, I can see that. Pooch, like Cougar, had grown up in a household where they used a lot of non-magical appliances. He no doubt recognized a vacuum cleaner. But why the fuck is it attacking me? Pooch was usually more professional than this, but Cougar supposed he couldn't blame him for being traumatized. Vacuum cleaners didn't usually attack people. Now that Cougar thought about it, there was no way it should have been able to. His gaze searched for the power cord but found none. That shouldn't be possible. Non-magical machines needed electricity, and there was no magical equivalent for a vacuum cleaner. Most people simply spelled a broom to clean for them. What does it run on? Cougar asked, turning his head to look at Mr. Jensen, who was standing just a little bit closer than Cougar had expected. His eyes really were ridiculously blue. I told you, Mr. Jensen replied with a slight frown. It runs on magic. Magic. Cougar deadpanned, not sure whether the twist in his gut was apprehension or something else, maybe caused by the fact that Mr. Jensen still wasn't backing away. Cougar realized that it might actually be up to him to do so. He didn't. Yes, magic. That's what I was trying to tell you. Mr. Jensen shifted to stand on 2 feet again, which only really brought him closer to Cougar. I've been working on a way to use magic as an energy source in non-magical tech. It's tricky, because they're not at all meant to mix, but it can be done. Cougar blinked. If that was true, which, considering the growling fridge just a couple of feet away, seemed highly likely, Mr. Jensen had just managed something of such magnitude that Cougar couldn't even comprehend it. No one had ever managed to mix technology and magic before. It simply wasn't possible. The side effect, Mr. Jensen continued, fingers sliding along Cougar's when he lowered his wand, is a slight sense of, well, awareness. They become sentient. Cougar wondered if Mr. Jensen could feel how quickly his pulse was beating, seeing as his fingers stayed loosely wrapped around Cougar's wrist. This was more than just an average house call. This was monumental. Cougar flicked a glance at Pooch, who looked just as stunned. Mr. Jensen, on the other hand, didn't seem at all aware of the fact that he had just successfully broken the laws of physics, nature, and magic, all in one go. This was the kind of scientific discovery that only occurred once every 5,000 years. I'm attempting it on my computer next, just to see if... No, Cougar interrupted firmly, grabbing Mr. Jensen's arm, perhaps a bit tighter than necessary. No computers. By the looks of it, Mr. Jensen might very well succeed in creating the world's first truly sentient computer, and possibly, with their luck, bring about the end of the world. What? But... I think you'd better come with us, Mr. Jensen, Pooch said, sounding less stern than his words suggested, back to headquarters, and bring the vacuum cleaner. Mr. Jensen blinked, already attempting to take a step back. Cougar's hand slid lower, gently grabbing Mr. Jensen's wrist. You're not arrested, he soothed, which might not be entirely true. Cougar was still unsure of what laws applied to this case and just how illegal Mr. Jensen was being, but he had no intention of arresting Mr. Jensen, at least. He would make sure that Pooch didn't either, but we need more details. That blue gaze flicked back and forth between Pooch and Cougar for a tense second, then Mr. Jensen's shoulder lowered. His nod was cautious, but he didn't look ready to bolt, either. Cougar made sure to smile, which was uncommon enough during house calls that he saw Pooch do a double take. Trust me, he said, holding Mr. Jensen's gaze. A second passed, then another, before Mr. Jensen swallowed and nodded. He didn't pull his hand away, still standing a little closer than strictly necessary. When he looked at Cougar, he did so through his lashes, which made him appear disarmingly shy. Okay, Mr. Jensen said. I trust you. And that, right there, made Cougar wonder if Clay would be terribly mad at him if he decided to ask this possibly illegal, but definitely creative, genius out for a date. Well, after they had escorted Mr. Jensen back to headquarters, and the investigation was over, of course, protocol was still important. Judging by Mr. Jensen's tentative smile, he might be open to the idea. Cougar smiled back. The end.